am I wrong if I'm with my ex-boyfriend's best friend? Dear Stephen Shirley, I'm a 30-year-old female that is with my ex-boyfriend's best friend. Let me explain. My ex and I have been apart for 7 years, and recently his best friend and I reunited through Facebook. We went to dinner about a month ago, and since then, we have been intimate on several occasions. He says that he has always been attracted to me. He has told me that he could see himself with me and that he really likes me, but is unsure of how to approach this with his friend. We both agree that neither one of us are ready for the emotional and mental distress that could accompany if we come out publicly with our relationship. The crazy thing is, back in our college days, he expressed his interest in me before his friend did, but I turned him down. Now that I know more about him on a different level, we have a lot of things in common. I am very attracted to his ambition, the fact that he is a great father to his child, and he is a responsible adult. I could see myself with him, but I am so scared to proceed with this relationship because I don't want anyone to get hurt. Stephen Shirley, are we wrong for going there? Should we go for it or stop now while no one knows about it? And how should we go about exposing our relationship? In desperate need of some guidance. Okay, we all know that there is an unwritten rule that we don't mess with, we don't date, or we don't marry our ex's friends. I mean, we just don't do that. It's betrayal. That's how they look at it anyway, and I'm sure you've heard this before, which is why you feel the way you do, why you've written the letter, why you're afraid to proceed, you say, and why you're not ready for emotional and mental distress. What you're feeling is guilt. That's what you're feeling because you know this is taboo. So I say this, it depends on you guys' intentions. I mean, do you love each other? There's no mention of that in the letter. Are you just kicking it? Do you want to get married? You didn't talk about that. Where do you want this relationship to go? Where really do you want it to go? Is it serious? Do you guys want to be together for real, no matter what? If that's the case, then you're going to have to accept all the consequences when you come out. Even though it's been 7 years for you, your man and your ex are still best friends, okay? That's not going to go well. It's not going to go well, and that's where the drama's going to start. So you have to weigh all of this. Is your love that you don't mention in the letter stronger than all of that? That's what you have to decide. Steve?
Yeah, this is real janky right here. And this is janky on a couple of levels. I'm just going to go and keep it real clean with you. First of all, he janky and she janky. Both y'all. Shirley's absolutely correct. You know that's kind of taboo. It's not a law anywhere. It ain't in the Bible nowhere. But you can get around to it because a friend is oftentimes closer than even a brother.
Says that in the Bible.
Now, we could twist it around that way a little bit. So this so-called friend, best friend, in his 30s, really, man? Your boy girl, the one he was with. But now y'all been apart for 7 years. See, this is where you janky on both parts. My ex and I have been apart for 7 years, and recently his best friend and I reunited through Facebook. We went out to dinner about a month ago, and since then we have been intimate on several occasions. Okay, so you're doing the 30-day rule. Okay, cool. Well, at least you waited 30 days. Okay, at least you're on 30-day rule. Mm-hmm. Okay. He said that he has always been attracted to me. He has told me that he could see himself with me and that he really likes me. Trick move. Mm-hmm. Let me pull your coat. Trick move. He's telling you everything you want to hear. Mm-hmm. Hell yeah. He could see himself with you. He been doing you for a month now. So yeah, he could see himself with you. What you mean? And he tells me he really likes me. Really? Oh, okay. So y'all just like each other now. You know, okay, all right. But is unsure how to approach his friend. He ain't unsure. He can't take that to his friend. See, he ain't unsure of how to approach his friend. He's just making you think he's searching for the right way and the right time to break it to his friend. When in actuality, there is no way to break this to your boy, and he know that. He gonna go up there and get his head cracked open is what he gonna do. But he got you thinking that he working on it. Trick move. Mm-hmm. Then guess what? He done tricked you so bad, now you stupid too. Because listen to what you say right after that. We both agree that neither one of us is ready for the emotional and mental distress if we come out publicly with our relationship. Man, really? Y'all, hey, hold on. Y'all ain't gay.
What?
Okay? You know, y'all ain't gay. Stop all this big momentous come out.
Coming out.
Hell, just y'all in a regular ass relationship. You know, what the hell does all this feel about coming out and we emotionally and mentally distressed? You know, ain't nobody finna hate on you except the dude. The question is, the dude ain't ready to deal with that because he know that's his boy. Mm-hmm. And you was his boy's girl. That's what the problem is. And now you know you don't want to look stank for screwing both the dudes. Mm-hmm. That's really what we talking about here.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.